Now, Margaret Mills is back with me again, being a Tuesday afternoon, 2:30, and I seem to recall that you're going to be looking at Squire Christopher Tower of Brentwood. Now, is this a building or a man?
This is a man. Right. I agree. It does sound a bit like somebody's house built as a tower. But actually, Christopher Tower, very well-known Brentwood resident. I should specify I'm talking about the Squire Christopher Tower, who was the Lord of the Manor of Weald Park and Weald Hall in the early part of the 19th century. I say that because it seems there were at least three descendants called Christopher Tower, so it does get a bit confusing. But this particular Christopher Tower discovered that some Kashmir goats had, or from the state of Kashmir, had been imported into France. Mm-hmm. And he seems to have come up with the idea of establishing an industry for spinning goat wool in Brentwood.
But the goats were in France.
Yes, but they were transported from France.
Yep.
Nothing daunted. This was a man who stopped at nothing. He didn't let a little thing like that bother him. No ifs or buts. Oh dear, that's so bad.
I know.
We'll move swiftly on.
I think we should.
He decided to have two of these goats and to bring them over to Brentwood, to his home at South Weald, and to breed from said goats. And apparently, although he was particularly unsuccessful in turning Brentwood into a centre of weaving goat's wool. He failed on that, but he succeeded in breeding from the goats.
Right.
And he sent a couple of the kids to the royal family as a present, and specifically to the king of that time, George IV. And it is said, and there are sketches that show this, that the young Queen Victoria, who was born in 1819, as a small child, drove around the grounds of Kensington Palace in, yes, you've guessed it, a little cart pulled by one of the goats, or one of the descendants of the two goats, should I say. So a connection with royalty, and who knows, we could have been a centre of the woolen trade.
Indeed. All right, thank you very much indeed. So, what's your subject next week?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at two quite famous Essex map makers.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.